Camp can be one of the best weeks of the year, but it can also be one of the most exhausting. Today, we talk about the best tips and tactics so that you and your leaders can survive camp. Thank you for joining us on the Ministry Coach Podcast, your go-to resource for everything youth ministry, so we can help you fast-track the growth and health of your youth ministry. My name is Jeff Lascola. This is
Kristen Lascola.
And today we're kind of bouncing backwards a little bit to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago in regards to all things summer camp. I guess it could be winter camp too.
Yeah,
specifically
camp.
Summer camp, I think. Mm-hmm. And this is all about how to survive it as a leader.
Yeah, and we know we all look forward to camp.
But some people probably do.
No, I do, but it is also a long week.
Yeah.
And I also get very tired, and yeah, I get worn a little thin sometimes. So, you know, what we're going to talk about today is just how to set yourself up for that little extra enjoyment for you personally for camp. Maybe something that can, I mean, you're going to be working the whole time, you're going to be running stuff, but like, you know, like people talk about self-care all the time. So like, this is kind of like self-care at camp, like how you can really personally enjoy the week, because that's really important for you. I still remember the first camp I did by myself. I had just gotten a youth pastor position. I went from being a director to a youth pastor of my own ministry, and I took them to Hume Lake, which is about a 6-hour drive.
About that, I think.
And I drove, and my car was full of junior high girls, and I made it there. It was a very, very exhausting week, and for many reasons, and we'll talk how to avoid some of those. But on the way back, I was really quiet. And I just drove. I just stared at the road and drove. And I still remember the girls in my car looked at me and they are like whispering. And then they finally go, are you mad at us?
Yeah, was it that obvious?
And I was like, nope, I'm just really tired. And this was before I had my own kids. I was very
so you hadn't even gotten to that level of annoyance.
I didn't even know what exhaustion was, but I was exhausted and annoyed. And so over the years, these are kind of like my own camp hacks that I incorporate into my own experience so that I enjoy it. Call me a prima donna. It's already been done. Doesn't faze me, because these things are important to like, hey, I'm a person, okay? Like, I need certain comforts, and then I'll give you my all, but let me have a little something for myself.
It is tough though, because if let's say it's a 5, 6, or 7 day week that you're going up there, there's no like, okay, we had youth group for 2 hours. Now I'm going to go home and decompress.
Yeah, you're
there's
eating
no camp
with them,
for 2 hours.
Sleeping then near them.
All of that is
playing.
All with
kids. I mean, yeah, it's like 24/7.
Right.
You're on. It's like youth group on steroids. So this is gonna, some of these, maybe you'll be like, whoa, that would help me so much, because it took me a million years to learn it. I'm like, why didn't I do this day one for myself? And other things, you may laugh, and that's totally fine. Just take what you want from this. It's about you and what works for you. I'm just going to tell you what works for me. So my first thing that I like to do is I like to pack a little luxury or just call it comfort, if you will.
Yeah.
So one thing that's very, very important to camp, and this is why those girls asked me, are you mad at us that first fateful year, is because I did not sleep well the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I will not name this person, but there was a person in our cabin who snored so loud. I was awake for a week straight. Like, I did not sleep at all, because there was no like ambient noise. There was no white.
Yeah.
We were in this trailer all together all night with like, it sounded like a freight train. It was terrible. So first question to ask yourself, what do I need to get a really good night's sleep? Now, if you're like Jeff and the second your head hits the pillow and you're asleep, I hate you. Number one. Okay. Number two, This section's not for you. If you're like me and a bit of a, my mom used to call me the princess and the pea.
Oh, totally. Because
she was like, Kristen, you like need every condition to be right to fall asleep. Well, that is not very, that doesn't coincide very well with a summer camp.
No, not at all.
So for years going to these camps, I was exhausted. I would start to get anxiety knowing I'm not going to sleep well. I'm going to be so tired that I'm probably going to get sick. I'm going to be irritable. I'm going to have to push through the day until I figured out how to make sure I got a really good night's sleep. So if you're in a cabin, you want one thing is it would be 500 degrees in there and I couldn't sleep. So I started bringing my own box fan into my cabin and I got made fun of quite often, but guess who was begging to come feel my cool breeze, you know, everybody. So I'd get a big box fan and I'd put it in the window at night and pull that cold air in. Oh my gosh, it would drop our cabin temp by like 20 degrees. Then it's the white noise and it felt so good. So something comfortable like that, if you're inside. When we go to summer camp, we sleep outside. So what I got for that is we can hear the river rushing. And so that's kind of great white noise. But I also put in headphones for the snorers in the house because they're near, even though we're outside, they're around or there's like coyotes or owls or something. So I put in my headphones, some white noise, and then I like to do a little sleep aid. So something to relax right before I go to bed. So like something,
glass of wine.
No, I don't drink, Jeff.
That's true.
Like melatonin, like a lot of people do melatonin or like something like that. So
you're talking about legal means.
Okay. Wow. And you're clarifying this. Is this for like our legal disclaimer?
I think so.
No, everyone know, just like whatever that sleep aid is for you that helps you get some rest.
A warm glass of milk.
Disgusting. And then for the sleep, making sure you bring some really comfortable stuff. So I used to just bring my sleeping bag and pillow. Now I bring a very cuddly, soft hotel blanket, those really soft ones.
Velux.
Yeah, whatever they're called. So I can like pull it up around my face and very, very luxurious. And then I'm cozy and I feel good. So I also, for our outdoor camping trip, I got made fun of a lot again, but now everyone wants one. It's this little pop-up personal tent called a sans bug. So it's perfectly see-through. So it's like you're still outside, but it's just like a little personal cocoon of like a
mosquito net.
Yeah. Cause I thought I need a mosquito net while we camp. Cause we just sleep under the stars and I'd wake up with things crawling on my face. Ugh. I don't know what they were.
I was in a cabin and had things crawling on my face.
Okay. So that's horrifying. Yeah. That was probably a rat.
I don't know if, it was either a spider or ants, but either way, I don't want ants.
Well, this was big because when I grabbed it off my face and I threw it, I heard it go like hit the tarp. Like it had a shell. Oh, anyways, so I thought, oh, if I could like hang a mosquito net from a tree, I'm like, okay, that's not feasible. So I found the sans bug on Amazon.
And all these things we'll put in the description below. So if you want to check it out, by all means, I made fun of her for it too. But at the same time, it's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
An air mattress.
Yeah, I fit a twin air mattress. And it literally, this is how you set it up. You like throw it.
And it just pops open.
It pops open because I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to practice setting this thing up. No, like literally you like untwist it and you throw it. And it's like, oh, you're done. So I put my air mattress in there. I put my sleeping bag, my nice, very comfortable blankie. And then here's the cherry on top, guys. I get my little battery powered LED lights. So I like string these little Christmas lights in my little cocoon and it's magical. And I read my Kindle and I listen to my white noise and I am in heaven and I sleep so good. And if you're a high maintenance sleeper, you're just like right now going, yes. And if you're not, you think like, oh my gosh, like how can I fast forward this? So we're going to move on, but just know getting a really good night's sleep at camp was a game changer for me. Every day I'd wake up, all right, I can do this, but man, if people snore, I'm out. And we're always sharing cabins. You know what I mean? Okay. So that is that. Get comfortable. The next one has to do with food. So I was waiting for you to like react, but you didn't.
Wow.
Like, oh.
Go on.
Okay, if you want me to. All right, so bring the treats. Yeah. Okay, so we do this really fun thing at our one of our last nights at our whitewater rafting trip. We call it Snack Fest, and everyone knows ahead of time, so they pack it with them, or they can go to the store. There's a little store in town, and we like just feast on snacks, and everyone sits in a circle and you start with a snack and you explain like, all right, these are spicy pickles.
This is all your students and everything, or just leaders?
Oh, just leaders.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah,
never.
I was like, whoa.
No, they would ruin it.
Don't cast your pearls before swine.
No way, man. So we'd be like, oh, these are special spicy pickles, you know? And everyone would take one and we pass it around and like, There was like, we just make it funny. There was like this guy named Jesse. He was like the master of ceremonies. And he would say, like, explain the rules. Like, everyone has to try at least everything. And we would just hang out, eat snacks, have a great time.
Are these true backstories for the food, or you'd make them up? This what? Chocolate comes from the Himalayas. Like, are you making it up, or is it serious?
There were no stories. He was just like,
I would say add some stories to it. It says Snickers, but it's an acronym. You fill in the blanks.
Yeah. And then we would just like stay up and eat and have fun. So that was kind of a survival thing in the sense that it would be something we'd hype up all week and we look forward to. And everyone would like kind of say like what snacks they were bringing, like who could bring the best one. Mm. Like, oh, like, did you hear so-and-so got this or, you know, whatever. So, and then we'd kind of like rank them, like, what was your favorite snack? And so that was really fun. But also I like to bring a personal cooler. So I bring a small cooler that I replenish with ice along the way, wherever I can get a quick little bag of ice or something like that. And I put my like special treats just for myself, things that I really, really love. Like this year, so my favorite drink at the, well, for my life, but it's back in my life, is Clearly Canadian. And so I'm going to put my Clearly Canadians in there, my LaCroix's in there. I had some coconut water in there. Why are you laughing? All the girls are so psyched out of their minds right now.
Keep going.
I'm bougie, and it's really nice to get to do that at camp instead of just drinking like Kool-Aid or something. So I have my own little cooler. I would have like my like Oikos yogurt when I used to eat that. It's just like things that I would look forward to because camp food just gets old. So it'd be my own little box of treats. Like before bed, I'd like go sneak off and like find my cooler in the car and like go have a little snack with a friend. And then another cool thing you can do is have like a leader stash. So if you have like a smaller group of leaders, especially, like you could pack a leader cooler full of energy drinks or sodas or like Arizona iced teas. And then you could throw some snacks in there too. So that kind of feels special for you and the leaders of like, oh, like our own little vending machine free thing whenever we want. I did that for an event once, like put some of those bottled Frappuccinos and stuff like that. And one girl, I remember she was one of my leaders. She was like, oh my gosh, this is like just like the best thing ever. Like it just meant so much to her. And like, it just feels like an extra little leader perk. So that's survival for you and them. And then some of your groups, maybe your squad is very into coffee. So I've had groups like that over the years, like, and the leaders would wake up and like French press coffee. And it was just this extra special treat to like wake up in the morning and have like an actually good cup of coffee. I don't personally drink coffee anymore, but my leaders do. Mm-hmm. And it means like, they just, oh, like when they smell the coffee, when they're so tired of going on a camping trip, and just know that good coffee's waiting for them.
You also have the other type of leaders where you can take a dirty sock and some dirt and filter some black coffee through it. They're good to go. But these are like the real connoisseurs of coffee. You're talking about.
I mean, they love a good French press. Like if you have a lot of dads coming on your trip, they like this stuff.
I'm an instant coffee person. I remember somebody got some. It's like, this is Argentina's finest coffee. And I was like, well, there's no like creamer in it. So it just tastes like dirt. So I don't know how.
So it tastes like actual coffee.
Yeah. Gross. Yuck, gross.
I love the taste of coffee. And
I love the taste of everything that makes it not taste like coffee. Maybe I'm bougie.
That's not bougie.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're going to make fun of me for this one too, but you don't have to do this. It's just an idea. There's those hand frothers and my friend brought it.
Oh, for the warm glass of milk to help you go to sleep.
No, for your coffee. It's delicious. So that's just next level. If you want to really treat your leaders to like, whoa.
That's battery operated, I'm assuming.
Yeah. My friend brought it. We went on to a cabin like a little weekend away and she would froth our foam every morning for our coffee. And it honestly was the most delicious treat ever. So anyways, you do you, but that's an idea. And then with food, I would just say this too, to help you survive camp, what I've learned, I just feel like this whole episode, all you're doing is making fun of me. Do you want to leave?
I almost feel like this is an April Fool's Day episode.
This We're a little is who late I am. It.
That's true.
You can leave. I'll do this by myself. You're not necessary.
Go ahead. I'm trying not to laugh.
Okay.
It's good stuff, but it's funny.
Okay, shut up. So you want to eat healthy like 80% of the time. So I've noticed in the past, I would just feel so awful, like running on fumes and then just like eating corn dogs and french fries and like all this stuff. I just noticed. So in my personal cooler, like I'll pack like just a few healthy things to get me through or to kind of complete a meal. Or sometimes I'll skip some of the camp meals and I'll eat my own thing. I'll bring it from home or go to Costco before the camp and just have my own stash of healthy stuff. And it just keeps my energy up. It's going to keep your immunity up and it's going to put you in a better mood. So, I mean, yes, snack fest and fun treats and stuff like that. But at the same time, make sure you are eating as healthy as you can. And that might require you bringing your own stuff because some camps just don't have
camps,
that.
Some camps are better than others, obviously, with that.
Right.
But there are the hot dogs, corn dogs and...
Yeah. And some, like you said, there's like a salad bar at every one and it's great. But also I notice I'm starving at like 11 p.m. and I can't go to sleep, you know, because we're up so late.
Right.
So it's like, I'm glad I had Clif Bars or apples or something like that to get me through. Because you burn so many calories at camp because you're on the move all the time. And then this one, another tip is bring awesome people with you. So when you're planning your camp, make sure you get those dates out to your leaders early. And then those people that you know are just going to make that week for you. Like think of your team and like, who would I want to spend a whole week with? Like beg them to go to camp, like make sure they can get it off work. It's just crazy how big of a difference it makes when you have like your bud, you know, like, cause it can, I mean, you love all your leaders, but there can be a few that like get you. Like I have one leader and she's really into like doing like facial routines and stuff. And so so we go to the bathroom every night together before bed and we like share all of our products and stuff. And it's so fun. And I'm like, yes, like I have like my person, like we go and do like all this stuff together. Don't shake your head.
They can't. Well, I guess they can see it if they're watching on YouTube.
I don't see what's wrong with that. Everyone has things they're interested
in. Fill in the blank for what that is for you. So if you're not into facials per se, maybe it's
okay.
Beef jerky.
I don't know. Okay. But I'm just saying like that person who you're like, yes, we're like so in sync. And so you feel like you have this like comrade with you during the week, because the kids are the kids and you'll have fun with them and they'll be great. But like, you need your buddy who's like, when you're having that moment where
your breakdown, your camp breakdown,
like where you just need to vent for a second, or where you just need to have like fun leader conversation for a second or whatever. It's just so great to have someone to lean on in that way and do something you enjoy.
Totally.
Like share facial products. We do. All right. And then my other tip is find some time to sneak away. And so with this, like we were saying before, so you're with the kids all the time. It's camp. You wake up at breakfast, they're there. You like go on the hike, they're all around you. You're going to bed at night, they're all around you. Like right. They're always, always there. So I like to find little opportunities throughout the week and throughout the day to kind of like get away and take a couple leaders with me. Mm-hmm. So it's never like, oh, all the leaders left and the kids are all alone. No, but like, hey, someone's got to go pick up the pizza. Mm-hmm. Hey, why don't a couple of you come with me and maybe we'll just grab a coffee while we're there, you know, something like that. So make sure you're finding those little opportunities to like some of my leaders at night, they'll be like, they go on, this is scary. And I don't go because I'm too scared, but they go on a night raft, like they take a raft out and they raft the there are so many R words. They raft the rapids
too.
Whatever, at night, like that's so scary. Yeah. Because I always feel like, what if you fell out? Nobody could see you. So, but anyways, they do fun stuff like that. I don't. But what do you want to do? Maybe you do want to do something risky like that.
Yeah.
Or the boys would go jump off the bridge or like do something cool that was like just for leaders.
Right.
Like they'd kind of sneak away. Like there's certain areas we wouldn't let the kids swim or jump or whatever. But with the kids were occupied, you know, a couple leaders would go and like, let's swim the river or do something fun. And so it just creates like this, like, ooh, we got like a little time out to do something fun. Maybe it's like at a meal stop or at a meal, you take a leader and say, hey, like, let's run into town instead. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, obviously, if the kids are all taken care of, especially if you're at a pre-packaged camp, right. You know, but like, hey, let's like, just for this one meal, I'm going to take you out. There's just something so special when you've been at camp all week and feel like this is the whole world and we're never leaving and I'm here all the time, to just like find an excuse to sneak away and bring those leaders with you.
Yeah.
And then just to have a moment on your own too. So, you know, whether it's some of my leaders like to wake up a little early and go for a run or something like that, just to make sure you're getting a couple of moments by yourself just to like enjoy the silence, to breathe, to recuperate.
And kind of put that in your schedule so that leaders have the freedom to be able to do some of those things too.
Yes, 100%. And I've even offered to leaders like, hey, I'm happy to lead your small group tonight if you like need to just go lay down.
Right.
And like have the cabin to yourself and have some peace and quiet because right. They do a lot. And some leaders, you know, are like, no way, we're having so much momentum. And others are like, yeah, my kids are so bad. I need right. a break. So, you know, be there for them too, of like, what can I take off of their plate? And then just to let them know, like, hey, I'm here. I'm in your corner. I've done things in the past, especially at winter camp, like, because we were there for 2 nights. So each night I would put a little card and a little surprise on the leader's bed or, you know, pillow or whatever. So it was just something small, maybe like candy and a card, or, you know, maybe a pair of like fuzzy socks, like cozy socks, and put them on their bed just with a little note letting them know like, hey, I so appreciate what you're doing for us this weekend. And then you could do one big care package, like the leader survival pack at the beginning of camp, and then give that to them like as you depart. So it could be like a package with like the fuzzy socks, candy, an energy drink, Tylenol, a card of encouragement, like a bag of candy. Did I already say candy?
I don't know, but candy, it's worth saying
all the
twice.
Time. Candy. Anything else that you think would be like a little luxury for them on the trip that always says like, hey, like I see you, like this is going to be a hard week, but we're in it together. So yeah, I mean, take, like I said, take what you can and laugh at what you can. And
I would add one more thing. I remember a couple of years that I was going up to summer camp. I had some rowdier boys and I thought, I don't trust my luggage, my duffel bag with them around. So I bought the little tiny like luggage locks for them. Although I locked the key in the bag, so have a spare key somewhere else. Yeah. Don't you remember that?
I can't believe you didn't trust them enough that you had to lock your...
Oh, I totally had to.
What did you think they were going to do?
I didn't really want to find out. I just...
Like that they were going to prank you? Or...
Yeah, something like that. I mean, they were all about pranks and stuff. Okay. So it's like, I just thought, I'm just going to keep my stuff off limits. And joke's on me, I locked my key in there. So I had to get a maintenance guy to come. And I wore like my pajamas for the first half of the day because they took forever coming. You don't remember
this?
Yeah. They finally came in, they had to cut the lock off. And I was like, I should have put another key or the only key somewhere else. But you live and you learn.
Hey, that reminds me, if you're at a prepackaged camp and you're in a cabin, another item for your enjoyment would be a can of air freshener.
Oh, yes.
So,
what you mean, like the gallons of the Axe body spray that the junior hires try and cover up their week's worth of stench?
So the best one is the Gain scented Febreze. So get the Gain scented Febreze or the heavy duty Febreze one that's meant for people with pets. So bring that for your cabin and
Beasts.
You will thank me because the bathroom will be horrendous.
Yeah.
And then their socks and shoes, like 12 pairs of worn socks and shoes in a cabin, starts to smell like death. And then here's my other pet peeve that has helped me get through camp is I bring my own hand soap to put in the bathroom because a lot of times we'll show up at camps and there's no soap. And I'm like, I am not sharing a cabin with people who've been going to the bathroom 3 times a day and not washing their hands and then touching every doorknob. And then they wonder why people get sick at camp. I'm like, I wrote that on my comment card so many times. Like, could you please put hand soap in the bathrooms in our cabin? And I would bring like paper towels so that they could dry their hands instead of using my towel to dry their hands. So it was like, I'm stocking our bathroom for the most hygienic experience. And then I will enjoy this a little more. I'd bring like antibacterial wipes so I could kind of wipe down our counter every day because I don't know about you, but I just start to get grossed out after a while. And I just am like,
ooh. Not even after a while. I remember like walking into the cabin, the boys would be like, oh, this is my bunk. We're within minutes. Like, I felt like there were socks just like exploded in the room, but you'd be like, we just got here.
Right.
This sock is filthy.
Well, cause they probably already been wearing it
for like a week at least. And then it would, the end of the camp is like, okay, there's like 6 dozen socks here that don't match. Whose are these? Like,
yeah. That's why you need a French press in the morning. Cause then it's like, all right, at least I know I'm getting good coffee tomorrow. I'm not kidding. Those little items of luxury, they keep me going. If I know like, oh my gosh, and then I have to eat chicken nuggets. It's like, no, I'm going to have some great coffee with some foam. I'll be okay.
Well, on that note, that brings us to the question of the day.
I feel like we need a song for that. It's a question of the day.
I'll work on it.
I already got it.
So this one, this is actually, there's a little bit of a backstory that has to do with this weekend, which was just Easter weekend. And our youngest daughter had a little cold, runny nose. And I thought, I can't in good conscience put her in the kids ministry, the children's ministry, and, you know, get all these other kids sick. So I thought I'll just stay home with her. But I wanted to be able to have our older daughter go. So I just went to drop her off, but I had to go in, obviously, to sign her in and all that. And I realized as I got there, this is Easter weekend, I didn't dress up. And I was just in like regular clothes, which made me think, and this brings us to the question of the day. So this is actually a multiple choice. You haven't even seen this yet.
I made this up.
So you can answer this. And you guys too, you can put it in the comments below. Is getting dressed up for Easter a strange tradition, B, a necessary sign of respect for our Lord and Savior, so you better get gussied up, C, a fun tradition, or D, just come as you are, God doesn't care if you wear a pastel tie or dress?
Well, can I have 2 answers?
Sure.
Okay, I'd say C and D. I think
so a fun tradition and just come as you are.
But if you choose not to, I don't ever look at people who aren't dressed up and be like, It is Easter Sunday.
But
you know?
I think a lot of people have that take on it, though. Like,
really?
It's Easter. Like, I saw the families there, and that's when I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was just in t-shirt and shorts.
I wore a dress because, like, I had been looking for a reason to wear it. It was new. I wanted to cut the tags off. And yeah, but then I saw a lot of people who were just wearing whatever, but I didn't think anything of it. And so I think it's fun if you're into it. And I think if you're more casual. And here's the thing. I don't know. We have listeners all over the place.
Right.
In California, people don't dress up for church.
Very casual.
Yeah. Like our pastor himself wears flip-flops on stage
right.
every single week. So I think like we come from a more casual vibe, but there's definitely churches that it's like getting dressed up is a thing yeah. always, especially on Easter.
I think it's totally fine to get dressed up. That's what you want to do, whether that's every weekend or just for Easter. But it just caught me off guard. I thought, oh, I didn't come in my prom attire. So you guys can answer whether it be A, it's a strange tradition, B, a necessary sign of respect for our Lord and Savior, so you better get gussied up, C, a fun tradition, or D, just come as you are. God doesn't care if you wear a pastel tie or dress.
You know, everyone's going to say the pastor answer would have to be B, right?
I guess, but you could say C. It's a fun tradition.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much. And remember, if you guys want to see any of the stuff we listed in this episode, it's in the description below. And we will see you guys next time.